lamenting for like 20 years how men, and especially fathers, have been portrayed on television. You know, in Home Depot commercials, it's the woman that ultimately knows, get out of the way, dummy, who ultimately knows how to use the miter saw or knows how to caulk the baseboard or whatever the case is. And there's the hapless, feckless, youthless, skinny, poor and addled husband standing there in his various states of undress, just looking on glowingly, admiringly, that the woman has stepped up to the plate and she knows how to handle the saw. We made fun of this for pretty near two decades. Maybe it was true. Maybe it was true. It might have even been worse than we thought. Now, let's combine that with what happened in the United States Senate yesterday. As I was listening to this, let me give you the timeline. Let me give you the deep voice announcer guy timeline. It was a little after noon. I know this because Mitch O'Connell and I did day six of the novena to Our Lady of Mount Carmel and Angelus. So after Angelus was done, I heard Justin playing this soundbite. I could hear it from I was two rooms away. I was all the way in the back. And I could hear him playing the soundbite while we were praying. And then he got a second when he was playing that one. I'm like, hey, what is that? And he looks and he goes, such and such it. And I said, is that Josh Hawley? And he goes, that's right. I said, wait a minute. Did I hear what I just thought I heard? He goes, you heard it just as you heard it. So I said, play it again. So he played it again. And I'm listening to this deranged. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I run my old adjectives for these people don't work anymore. I was going to say deranged, clinically insane, psychotic. It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't go far enough. And I'm listening to this woman arguing with Josh Hawley. Basically, it's a rerun of the Monty Python skit about, from now on, I want you all to call me Loretta. Why do you want to be Loretta, Stan? I want to have babies. You want to have, you know the skit. Holly's trying to ask her, persons don't have babies. Women do. Well, no, that's not true. And then Holly goes, and as you listen to this, you know, your blood, as someone that has some critical thinking skills and can discern reality from time to time, you know, you hear this stuff and your blood pressure begins to go up and you start to get outrage or you start to get upset over this because you can't believe this is on broadcast television. Ladies and gentlemen, just say that it was broadcast. It does not do it justice. This was a hearing convened by the Democrat Party in the United States Senate. The witness that was brought in, this Bridges woman character, of all places, of course, from Berserkly. I told Justin after I heard the second of the two exchanges, then Mr. Barrett played a third one where she started screaming at Ted Cruz because elections weren't fair in Texas. And I'm listening to it, and I told Justin, and I said, let me tell you what's going on here. That woman was brought in to bear, quote, testimony, close testimony. If there ever was an oxymoron for the use of the word testimony, that was it. She was brought in there to piss us off. But is the only reasonable, logical conclusion that you could make from that? She was brought into that hearing by Big Dick Durbin to piss all of us off. It was a gaslight. Yeah. And yes, it was a tremendous success because that's exactly the effect that it has had. And then there's indignation. People are, how in the world could this woman be teaching that? And I'm like, dude, you're not paying attention, sir. For those who think that there is something to be redeemed or something redeemable about America's institutions of higher learning, you think, you would use Professor Bridges as Exhibit A. But you know what? I was reading something yesterday and preparing the Substack that I just put out today that you should all go and subscribe to and read later. Go to thekingdude.substack.com. I was reading this and I'm scrolling through my tabs now here because I think I still have it open. And the guy that was writing the story was writing about how he had he was writing about an admissions, a letter that was sent as part of admissions, or as part of a summary of admissions to Bowdoin University. This is back in 2015, I want to say. Maybe it was 2013. And the letter had contained the things that were not going to be taught at Bowdoin. It was a list. It was a list of everything that you would want to have taught to teach Western civilization. And it was a pretty exhaustive list too. It just wasn't an abbreviated, truncated little list here. This pretty much had everything in it that you would think that you would wish to have taught at an institution of higher learning like Bowdoin University. I mean, it was like they weren't going to teach reality. They weren't going to teach. This is a control. I have to say it again. It's controlled demolition. But that doesn't mean that everyone has to participate in it. You know, I keep finding myself saying this. That just because they're doing it, that doesn't mean that you have to participate in it. So just because the evil is out there plotting does not mean that people have to go along with it. But apparently the laziness, and I can only attribute this has to be laziness. The laziness, as my stepfather used to say, nothing but pure D laziness. And it is, it's pure D laziness. It's staggering. I'm surprised that many people even get up in the morning anymore. What's the point? Isn't there a pill or isn't there an app for not having to get up any longer? The officers went to the classroom and back while still in the hallway, some leaving the camera's frame according to the video. They also heard, this is the most disturbing part of the video, talking about the cops now. You could plainly hear shots being fired. So it was discernible on the tape that they heard gunfire, and yet they stood there and they did nothing. Now, some people are saying they were told to stand down by the regime. I don't care. Children are being killed. You're a man. You have a weapon. You have training. Go do what courageous, heroic men do. Hell, go do what anyone that has any affinity for human life does. And yet, they stood there for 77 minutes. You know, the amount of time, 77 minutes. Officers asked for keys to the classroom, which was later found to be unlocked at the time. Did no one go to and put their hand on the door and jiggle it and go like, I don't think it's...
Because they were cowering in the hallway.
I don't think it's locked. Well, most schools that I have been to have what's called CMU. That's a concrete masonry unit. That's cinder blocks for the uninitiated. Walls. And cinder block walls. Even if he heard you jiggling around with the handle there, you've got backup behind you. If he sticks his head out the door, okay, there you go. Take the shot. But it's not like that this was a off-site trailer classroom. This is a school building, and the walls, I'm assuming, were made out of cinder blocks. He'd be wasting his time and wasting ammo by firing bullets into a cinder block wall. They're not going to go through it. Well, I can't say that they're not going to go through it because I'm not a ballistics expert. Maybe they would penetrate the first layer and get lodged in a second. I don't know. Maybe they would go through it.